Sensation 2 for tape.
Go ahead, Zena.
We were all taking a closer look in Node 1 overhead 4. There was another half CTB 5399 that is called MISC tip pantry. It's like 120% full, but does not have any anti-static tape. And I'm wondering, since this tape is just for covering electrical connectors, if we might use Kapton tape instead, of which we have lots.
And Zena, you're good to use Kapton tape. We just reached the same conclusion here on the desk.
Hey, Andrea, I'm so sorry. I did not catch the last half of your comm. You're coming in really quiet.
Hey, Zena, no worries. You're good to use Kapton tape, and we had the same conclusion on the ground at the same time, so good call.
Fantastic. Love it when a plan comes together. Thank you.
We do, too. No problem.
This is Station 2. Question on unknown tape.
We're with you.
Hey, good morning, Houston and Andre. So I was looking in Node 1 overhead for Charlie 1 the other day, and I found this thing just in it, in that locker by itself. It wasn't in the CTV or anything. And wondering, I'm going to bring it up to the camcorder, but wondering what you think it is. There's no identifying information on it. It almost looks like saran wrap, except it's kind of sticky. So I'll bring it up.
And Johnny, we see it. We're looking. Thanks for these images. Hey, Johnny, thanks again for those. You can temp stow it for now. We'll let you know when we think we know what it is. It's probably not the anti-static tape, but we appreciate that support.
You got it. Thanks.
An airlock on 2 for camera views.
With you on 2, Zena.
Got both the Node 1 camera and the airlock camera. I see the airlock camera is powered on now. Let me know if you like those views, and feel free to ask me to adjust throughout the day.
All right, Zena, sounds good. Thank you.
And Huntsville, this is Station on Space to Ground 2. Good morning. I'm ready for fluid particles, bulk container exchange.
Good morning, Mike. We are ready as well. So just give you some big picture words as we get started here. The video that we get from the MSG camera is really key to the science. That's what's going to give us the best quality. So we're trying to some things we learned, lessons learned from yesterday, to do a little bit different this morning. So I'm going to give you a couple little deltas as we go through, nothing real big. But either way, you're ready to go ahead and get our go to start the bulk container exchange, the first procedure. Across the board, anywhere it tells you to turn the work volume lights on, just leave them off today. So we found that the lights were too bright and were not good for the video, so leave that off. And then the battery pack in step 3.2, that should already be off. Otherwise, you can run that one as written.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, when we get KU, feel free to come aboard the Lab 2 camera, and we'll be happy to move over to Space to Ground 3 at that time. I am on step 2.4, and I do not see the experiment power outlets on at this time, so should I turn them on? Oh, sorry. It says off. I guess that's the opposite of on. Yes, they are all off. Fantastic. Yep, I'm ready to get started with step 3, and I copy the battery pack should already be off.
Sounds great, Mike. I'll move over to 3 now, and you can press on. We don't need KU for this first procedure, so you can press.
Fantastic. Well, you do need it for Space to Ground 3, though. And just to let you know, I did turn on the work volume lights just so I can see what I'm doing during the exchange, but understand during the data sessions we'll definitely have them off. Thank you.
That's a good read.
Houston Airlock 2 for stowage.
Go ahead, on 2.
The next item that I have not yet been able to find are the locking tweezers. I got out the FPS R&R Tools Ziploc bag, and no joy. I also found a Ziploc called EVA Hand Tools in the same location. Not in there either. Just from our Node 1 deck regular toolbox, I have some locking forceps kind of things. Wondering if it would be okay to use those instead.
And Zena, we're checked on that for you. It'll likely work, but we'll check.
Please.
And Zena, while we have you, you can use your alternate tool, and we'll let you know if we have other options or issues.
Copy. Sounds great. Zena, lock on 2.
Go ahead, Zena.
There's also no static wrist tether in the EMU ORU toolkit. I'm hoping the answer is yes. May I just use one of our crew deployed static wrist tethers?
Hey, firm, Zeno, you can.
It's an airlock 2 for step 1.
Go ahead in 2.
Just wondering if you can verify step 1 for me.
And Zena, 1.1 is complete.
Okay, thank you. Send airlock 2 for radio cap.
Go ahead, Zena, on 2.
Unfortunately, in the radio R&R tools Ziploc bag, there is an EMU radio caps Ziploc that says on the label it should contain J1, J2, and J3 caps. Unfortunately, only contains the P11, P12. Caps and J2, J3. Wondering if you have a recommendation.
Checking, Zena.
Happy to make a little Capton tent.
Station Houston on 2, Zena.
With you.
Maybe got about 20 seconds. I'm going to get this up to you quickly. So first, we copy that you don't have all the caps, as you mentioned. We'd like to point you to stow track line 25 for a separate bag of caps. Then your go to use the tent method for caps not found.
The tent for caps not found, and I'll check the new
full station on 2 for particle experiment.
With you on 2, Mike.
Everything went swimmingly. We stopped the motion at 9:11, and 50 minutes plus 9:11 is 10:01. I made a crew note of it, and
copy that. I think we were all a little more dynamic at 26, right?
At that rate.
We copy 10:01. Would you like me to give you a call right then to get you back over?
In airlock 2, step 6, decimal 4.
Go ahead, Zena.
Trying to get access to this forward right screw and understand from watching the video that I can expect some pretty hard contact with the CO2 sensor, but I'm even with hard contact, really unable to get the tool seated on the fastener. I have to kind of come at it diagonally. Any recommendations? Is this something we've seen on other radios?
And Zena, we're checking for you. And for Zena on 2, so we don't have a different tool stack up for you, but you are go if you're able to get enough seated contact with the screw head, even if that means approaching diagonally.
Unfortunately, I'm not able to actually get the tool seated on the fastener at all. I've tried kind of counteracting the side load of the connector for the CO2 sensor just to get an extra millimeter of clearance, but I am completely unable to get the tool seated on the fastener coming at it from any angle.
Copy that. Checking. And if you can get any pictures on what you see there, that would help us out a lot.
Okay, yeah, you bet.
That was a wild picture. And thanks for the views. We're with you, Zena. Thanks to Johnny's help on this. And we see the CO2 connector. It's hard to see the fastener behind it, but you're seeing the conflict here.
It's hard to see the fastener behind it because the fastener is basically directly below the CO2 sensor, so that is the conflict here. If I try to come at it diagonally with the tool, get hard contact close to the fastener between the number 8 Torx and the CO2 sensor, and then away from the fastener, I get hard contact with the radio itself, and I'm not actually even close to getting the tool on the fastener. But I'm putting in enough force to turn the shaft of the number 8 bit.
Copy that, Zena. We understand the challenge there. And we're still thinking on the ground, but thanks for these views. And if you keep the camera there, that's helpful. And we'll come back to you in a minute. And Zena, on 2, for now, we can actually have you do steps 6.5 and 6.6 in the meantime while we're still looking at words for the other fastener.
Hey, copy. Send airlock 2 with questions.
Go ahead, Zena.
Not sure what all options you all are talking on the ground. I'm wondering what you think about potentially disconnecting this connector from the CO2 sensor. This is the P15-122. That might get me just enough extra clearance. So disconnecting P15 from J15.
And Zena, that's one of the options we're talking here on the ground.
Okay, I'll hold my horses.
And Zena, if you can get the four left screw out, is there any play in that radio itself?
Yeah, we're thinking the same things here. There is a little bit of play. I did get that screw out, so everything is ready to go except for the forward right screw here. It's maybe an additional 2 millimeters of play before I run into a hard stop. Hard stop is actually on the aft right side where the radio is contacting something labeled part number 3346-501-2. PLDR. I don't know.
Okay, copy that, Zeta. Thanks for the data.
Station 2 for an ISO help question.
Hey, Johnny, with you on 2.
Hey, Andre. Can you all try and help me find a number 8 torque bit, a short one? I'm looking in the accessories kit in Node 2 forward. I was wondering if you have some bandwidth down there. You can scour IMS to see where I might be able to find one. I've already checked the Node 1 deck tool sets and then the Columbus tool sets, and now I'm scavenging Node 2 forward.
Copy that, Johnny. We're checking for you.
It's an airlock 2 for timeline.
Hey, Zena, with you on 2.
Since we're already running along here on this first procedure, looking ahead, wondering if Houston could help me out by rescheduling my PMC to sometime later in this afternoon during exercise block would be totally fine, or just sometime after midday meal so that we have a chance to run along.
Hey, Zena, we'll probably look into that, but what did you say about what part of your exercise you would like it potentially?
Oh, just saying if you need to schedule it during my exercise blocks, that's totally fine, just to give you flexibility. I think there's a good chance we make up a lot of time since some of the things up front this morning were just stowage, but there's also a good chance we don't.
Copy that, Zena. We'll work it and understand completely.
Much appreciated. Two with one other thought.
Go ahead, Zena.
So we've got what I think is CO2 sensor serial number 7, and it's J15 is what is in my way. On the opposite end from the J15 connection, there are 2 hex head fasteners, one of them connected to what looks like a green grounding strap. Wondering if we can loosen those to get a little extra play. Actually, correction, there are 3. Three of those hex.
And Zena on 2, grounds back with you. We lost you at the end of your transmission. Just wanted to reconnect.
Sorry about that. Okay, so wondering, I don't know if this is more or less palatable than just disconnecting J15, P15, but there are 3 fasteners on the opposite end of the CO2 sensor. Wondering, it looks to me like this is what's mounting it to the structure within the cliff. Wondering if we disconnect these, if that would give me enough play to access the radio right forward screw.
And Zena, we're thinking the same thing, and we're checking on that. We'll let you know here soon.
Okay, copy.
And Johnny on Space to Ground 2, thanks for helping Zena. We had a information for you on that 8 torque bit. All right, the location we have for you on this is in PMM04C1_D1. It's a CTB 1.0, and it's 5390. That's an 8 short torque. And that.
All right, PMM overhead 4C1D1 looking for 5390. It works.
Good to be back, and it's in Kit November.
It's in airlock 2 with an observation.
Go ahead, Zena.
Okay, looking down perfectly from above at the CO2 sensor, it is coming at a diagonal, so the gap between CO2 sensor serial number 7 and the radio is larger towards the right shoulder of the cliff and significantly smaller by several millimeters towards the left side.
Okay, Zena, so it's less perfectly parallel, and it's less clearance where we want it to be.
Pretty much. If it were installed parallel to the radio, I think I would have just barely enough clearance, but because it is planted in the direction I don't want, I think that is what is causing the clearance issue for this specific situation.
Copy. That makes a lot of sense. Thanks for that updated info.
Houston Airlock 2 update.
And we're with you, Zena and Johnny.
Hey, really liked Johnny's idea for the short Torx bit, and he also grabbed a little ratcheting handle here. I don't know how much of that you were able to see. It was a little sketchy, but basically we were able to get hemostats on the small bit, pre-threaded the ratchet onto the small short bit, kind of parallel parked it into place, pushed down with the end of a quarter-inch driver, got just enough purchase on the fastener to get maybe an eighth of a turn, and then had enough play come in with the long number 8 Torx from above. And so the radio is now removed. My concern is doing an install on the back end. I don't think that this is a great way to get good torque on a fastener. So I think the right answer is going to be moving the CO2 sensor. So disconnecting P15 or those 3 fasteners on the other end of the CO2 sensor.
Copy, Alzina. We're checking here.
Some more context for the sketchiness. As Zena mentioned, this was really MacGyver of MacGyver type of thing, so I don't think should be expected. I had actually lost, because all of the tools, none of that stuff was captive, and the bit had come loose. And so our worst fears were being realized that the bit would get lost in the EMU, but luckily Zena saved the day by catching it with the hemostats. So as Zena mentioned, I would be super sketched out doing this again or in the reverse.
Copy all, Johnny. And yeah, we agree we're not comfortable right now, but you can proceed in the procedure. And we also do not want you to remove the 3 fasteners for the sensor as well.
Okay, copy. We do not want to remove the CO2 sensor fasteners. Understood. We will not touch those. And let me put the radio back in place here so that you can see kind of a bird's eye view of what we're looking at with the CO2 sensor. I think if this sensor were parallel to the radio, it would be no issue. But the gap between the CO2 sensor and the radio is much smaller on this end than it is on the right side.
Copy, Zena. That's a good view. Thanks for showing this. This is very clear now. And for context on not loosening the other 3 fasteners, we just don't know what else might be misaligned. Just want to give you that context.
Yeah, I completely understand. I think we'll settle for happy that we got this radio out, and then we'll stand by before we MacGyver anything else at all.
Copy, Zena. Good words. Thanks again. Station Houston on 2 for Zena. Timeline.
Houston 2.
Hey, Zena. So finishing out part 1 activity that you're on now, we'd like you to do that and then pursue part 2. If you see the similar misalignments that we saw, I will talk. And then we still owe you words on the first install activities for 2005. We're looking at skipping the installing the fastener that you had on the first part for part 2. And then we're also looking into moving your PMC.
Okay, copy all. Part 1 is complete. Moving on to part 2. I'll keep you guys apprised of whatever I see, and we'll hit the pause button if things look similarly difficult to access.
All right, good words. Thanks, Zena.
It's an airlock 2.
Go ahead, Zena.
Okay, I'm in step 8.4 of the impact shield removal procedure for the Ford EMU 2013. The EDAR antenna is wrapped or routed under and around what looks like probably the P7-123 connector. And
was not on the other EMU. I don't think it should be. It should pull out pretty easily. Wondering if you're comfortable with me continuing with the impact shield removal. I'll be very careful and able to deroute the cable once I have a little more clearance and visual of what's going on.
Checking, Xena. Station Houston on 2 for Xena. We are good with your plan. You should have enough routing for that.
Okay, thanks. Station LF 2 for Connecticut.
Go ahead, on 2.
Hey, I did actually, while we were LOS, find the missing J1 cap. It was inside a matryoshka of other caps. Meanwhile, the J2, J3 caps from the radio R&R Ziploc kit they're both pretty beat up on the inside. I'll try to show you in the camera. It looks like they've just been scraped against metal too much. I'll get a light on it for you. Basically, some plastic FOD is coming off of them, so I don't think we should use these. I recommend Kapton tape instead. Want to make sure that's okay.
Thanks, Xena. We're checking for you. And Xena, you're a go for Kapton tape.
Send airlock 2 for fastener.
Hey, Xena on 2.
Before I touch any of the fasteners on this radio, I wanted to check the clearance on that same right front fastener. The clearance on this one is just enough better that I am able to get the number 8 seated on the fastener. I'm guessing this radio has been R&R'd before, because it looks like this fastener is a little bit stripped, so I want to be super cautious about not putting any turns on it unless I have really good purchase.
Copy all, Xena. Thanks for the details on that. And Xena, you have a go to continue.
Hey. Any preference whether I start with that fastener or just go in the order prescribed by the procedure? I would recommend either starting with that one or saving it for last.
And Xena, per the procedure, is fine for now.
Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Xena. Just have a go back on that last directive there. You can do the forward right fasteners last instead of per the procedure. Copy, thumbs up. Thanks. Station Houston on 2 for Xena. Screw plan.
Got.
Hey, Xena, so for the screws involved in the radio, for 3013, you can take that forward right screw and you can install it into one of the three aft screw locations during the install activity later in part 2, since it's stripped. This might make your install easier, as they're all the same length. What do you think?
That is a great idea. They are all a little bit worn, but some are definitely better than others. I think this is just the nature of the work bit.
Copy that. And yeah, put the one in the best shape in the forward right, and that may help out a lot.
I like that plan. I shall choose my finest specimen.
As tribute.
It's an airlock 2 for forward plan.
Go ahead.
If there's a timeline, next procedure would have me install radio on 3005 on the aft EDA. What do you think about skipping that one for now, coming back to it?
Checking.
Putting these next two out of order so that we can put the good radio on the good EMU that doesn't have clearance issues, and then 3005 will have some flexibility to make that a later problem as needed. I think we're going to need a different plan for installing that right forward fastener on 3005.
Hey, Xena. So, yeah, we agree. We think you can go out of order there. And then we have, a plan for that other screw when you're ready to copy, if you have something to write with.
I'm ready to copy.
All right. So for that radio install part 1, you can skip 7.9 and 7.10, that's related to that forward right screw being installed. You can place it in a Ziploc bag and label it EMU 3005 forward right radio screw. and then you can stow that in an EMU equipment bag, temp stowed. We also have some stuff for you related to those damaged caps that you mentioned. And this is kind of low priority, but at the end of your task there, you can take pictures of those caps and then also temp stow those in the EMU bag. I'll copy.
Okay, copy. For EMU 3005, I will skip step 7.9 and 7.10. That would be for the right front screw. I'll put that fastener in a Ziploc, which I'll label EMU 3005 forward right radio screw, and I'll put that in the EMU equipment bag, along with those damaged caps, which I will take a picture of.
Copy, and then for those damaged caps, you can put those in separate Ziploc bags, but still in the EMU bag as well.
I copy, concur.
Thanks, Ina.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate the time.
I'm fishing on Space Ground 242. I'm just checking the status of the downlink and whether I can start this activity, next activity early. Okay, so I'm going to start picking up from step 4.2. Thank you. Station on Space Ground 2 for closing out. I just want to check the how to handle this PLT3. Should I just leave this lid open? And also, how about camera? Should I leave it here or I can put the power off? So I'm going to leave this laptop as is, and I'm going to tear down this gem camera too. Thank you. Okay, I understand. So I'm going to close the lid and also power off camera. Thank you.
Gen Airlock 2 for 2005.
Go ahead, Dina, with you.
Hey, wondering if you all would like me to try at all that right front screw, maybe with everything fully detached I'll be able to wiggle my way in there, or if we should just completely not even try.
Hey, Zina, no, that's okay. We don't really see a benefit right now, but thanks for asking, just in case.
Works for me.
Agreed. Station Houston on 2 for airlock. Thank you, Mike, for fixing the camera there. And then for Zina, while I see you, just letting you know, when you get to step 9.13, which is for taking photos of the antenna, you can also take photos of that clearance between the CO2 sensor and the radio, so we can kind of see. That helps out a lot for troubleshooting.
Happy all, and actually, if you don't mind, I'll go ahead and do that before I connect P11 and P12. That way we can really see the clearance.
Yeah, that's even better. Much appreciated, Zina.
You bet. And just for SA, on the Ford EDA EMU 3013, the CO2 sensor was also at an angle. It wasn't perfectly perpendicular to the radio, but it was definitely less of an issue than this one.
Copy all, Zina. Thanks for that info, too. Station Houston on 2 for Mike, PMC. Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Mike at your convenience about the upcoming PMC.
And Houston Station on 2 for Mike. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike, just wanted to let you know that you are cleared to use Zena's PMC slot. And we're going to work with Zena to get her PMC later in the afternoon. So just want to give you the heads up. Your meal.
Okay, no, thanks. Really appreciate it. And, yeah, that way we'll make the best use of everyone's time. Thank you.
No problem.
Houston, airlock on 2.
Go ahead, Zina.
Just making sure for 3005 and radio serial number 1010 that we don't need to do the load-alleviating couple tie wrap situation like we did for the Ford EMU.
And, Zina, we're checking for you real quick. And Zina, are you asking about the extra cable bundle on the front, the tie wrap for that? And then what step number are you talking about?
Negative. So this is for the radio antenna cable. It's on the right side. We cut the load alleviating little white Teflon loop on both EMUs. On 3013, we installed 2 zip ties to replace the load alleviating tie that we cut. So it's not a step in the procedure for this EMU, but let me check the last procedure.
And Zena, since we're going to uninstall it later, you don't need to do that. Thank you.
This is station on space ground 2 for elevator inspection.
Ground 2?
Yes, serial number 1464 inspection has been completed, and the detailed observations are in crew notes, and videos and photos are in SSC7.
Copy that, thank you.
Thank you for your support.
It's Neurolux 2.
Go ahead, Zena.
Just realized I let myself get distracted by other photos and wound up not taking a photo of the radio antenna on the aft EMU. Since we are removing this radio again anyway, would you like me to take those pictures? Happy to do it. It'll just take time.
Zena, no, that's okay. We will skip those.
That sounds great.
Awesome.
Houston Airlock 2.
Airlock, Houston. Good afternoon, Zena. Go ahead.
Hey, just cleaning up a couple of things here from the final activity, and I had a new EMU repair kit, serial number 1022, that I got from a 4.0 CTB in the GEM. That kit is now in Node 1 Overhead 4. There were also two other EMU repair kits in the same Ziploc bag in the GEM, 1023 and 1024. Wondering if those ultimately go to Node 1 Overhead 4, or if you prefer that they stay in the 4.0 CTB in the GEM.
Hey, Zena, that's a really good call. They will eventually end up in Node 1 Overhead 4, so if you have spare time and brain cells to do it, you're welcome to do it.
Perfect. That actually saves me time.
Station, Johnny on 2, timeline.
Station, Houston. Johnny, good afternoon. We heard your call with VOD, and we are going to direct you to your 1420 activity, the XPWD, to gain some time on the timeline.
Great. I will do that, and after I finish that, happy to do anything else you'd like me to do. Otherwise, I'll throw some time into cargo ops.
Johnny, we copy that. We are also looking at the timeline, and if something pops up, we'll let you know. Otherwise, cargo ops is always a good thing to do.
Great, Luca. Great to talk with you, my friend. Thanks for hanging out with us. Tell Pooja say hi.
Highlight of my day, and absolutely, I will tell Pooja. She says hello back.
Station 2, step 1, confirmation for Toka.
Johnny, just 1 second. We'll get back to you in a jiffy.
Great, stand by. Take your time.
Station Houston 2 for Johnny. Can you confirm that you're in step 1 of the second procedure in your timeline?
Affirmative. Wondering if you have mostly PCS steps. I guess I could probably do it, but I think Houston is an option for verifying nitrogen supply.
Okay, Johnny. You are too fast for us, so yeah, we're still verifying that. And you don't need to get into the PCS. We'll take care of it.
Great, take your time.
This is station on space ground 2 for one question about EMU checkout.
Station 72, go ahead.
Yes, I have an activity to check out EMUs starting from like 1620 or something like that. And it seems like airlock is pretty crowded, so I think we need to temp source maybe two EMUs to somewhere, possibly like a Cygnus. Is it okay for me to do that in advance? That might affect cargo ops.
And Kimia, we copy your question. We'll get back to you on that.
I understand. Thank you.
Station is on 2 for Johnny. You are go for step 2.
Where do we go?
Station is on 2 for Kimia.
On 2?
Hey, Kimia. We would prefer the EMUs to stay in the airlock, so either the crew lock or the equipment lock. We are okay with you moving the CTBs to Cygnus. Let us know which ones you plan to move, and we'll track those.
I understand. So I'm going to temp store like CTBs to the Cygnus to do this activity in order to access UIAs and also SCU.
Copy all.
And I'm going to do it now. And after this activity, I'm going to put it back so I don't write any like a crew notes. Is that okay?
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia. We would prefer to have a way to track those CTBs just in case.
Okay, understand. So I'm going to move and, write crew notes which CTVs went to Cygnus and do it again when it go back, actually. Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate Kimia, that's it helps us, and it's a good way to make sure that we don't run into troubles later.
Totally understandable. Yeah, thank you.
Station Houston, on 2-4, Johnny, no response required for your situational awareness. After you're completed with the XPWD management, we will guide you to the IMV clean activity, which is at 17:30. And then we hope to complete that before your PMC. And after the PMC, we should be ready to send you over to Huntsville for your activity.
Copy.
Station Houston on 2-4, Johnny. In procedure 2.1306 IMV screen cleaning, step 2 is complete. So you're go for step 3.
Hey, go 3. Full station on 2 for wearable radiation dosimeter.
With you on 2.
I'm just making sure that we're all set to go. The portable radiation dosimeter is currently on the light ions detector. It has a fast blinking light, which I think means it's full. And I'm also supposed to call you on step 1.1.
We are all ready to go, and this is the final session, so you will be trashing the deployed Kapton and Velcro applied to the light ions detector.
Wow, I didn't think we'd ever get there then so fast, but yes, I will make sure the light ions detector is looking good. Thank you. Full station space to ground 2 for wearable radiation dosimeter and Columbus camcorder.
With you on 2?
We have the camcorder set up here. I don't know if you're on board with us, but you're welcome to be, for sure. And I'm supposed to connect the power cable and show you the blinking lights.
And we are watching.
Okay, I'll get the wearable radiation dosimeter in a better spot and follow the procedure.
Thanks, Mike.
And Houston, or Huntsville Station, you can see the blinking light, and it's a nice slow blink, and we're at 14:03 for the experiment start time.
Copy, 14:03.
And as previously, I will note all the off and on times and things like that as before, unless you have any suggestions to make it better.
Everything sounds good to us, Mike.
All right, thank you very much. I'll return the Columbus camcorder to a stowed, to a kind of a stowed location.
We copy.
To station 2, node 103, vestibule cleaning, step 5.7. Cone screen cleaning complete. You're ready for IMV and reactivation.
Thank you, Johnny. We copy. Station Houston, on 2 for Xena at your convenience for PMC.
With you on 2?
Hey, Xena. We have a couple of options for you today for your PMC. Currently, we can get both your surgeons between 14:35 and 15:20 anytime during that slot. Or if you prefer, you can take the slot at 18:40, but only one of your two flight surgeons will be there.
Oh, copy. If they can both do 14:35, let's do that, but I'm totally flexible.
14:35 works for us. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Station Houston on 2-4, Johnny, at your convenience for a tape that you found this morning.
Bring that to you, go ahead.
Hey, Johnny, that tape that you found this morning is called 4-inch Teflon tape. You can put it in Node 1, Overhead 2, Bravo 1. There is a 0.5 CTB, and correction, Node 1, Overhead 4, Bravo 1. There is a 4-5 CTP serial number 1363 called Ties, Tapes, and Label, and you can go there.
Work. Solar station on Space Ground 2 for HTVX item gather.
Station Houston on 2, Kenya, we are with you. Go ahead.
Okay, we actually look into all three CTVs, and so far we only have half cap sets actually in these CTVs. And actually, this storage node set item 6, zip lock bag, which has full of extra caps, we were not able to find this item in the panel behind, in order to overhead for behind the panel. So, do you have any other alternate location to look for?
Hey, Kimia, we copy all. We are checking. We'll get back to you as soon as I have any news.
Okay, thank you very much. And I also found some spare CDM CDA caps, and that is, of course, not enough. That was in CTB, CTB number 1285. That's on the female side in it. So male sides are missing. Male sides are missing.
Kimia, that's good data. Thank you. We'll keep those in mind and get back to you as soon as we have more locations.
Thank you very much.
Question you sent on 2 for Kimia and VOK Gather.
On 2.
Hey, Kimia, can you give us a detailed list of what you actually found? That way we can kind of plan for what we need to for going on.
Okay, we found almost half sets of caps that's completed. So that means, sorry, I need to check the storage node. So far we have 4 sets of 11 and 12 sets of 13 and 2 sets of 15. And we have extra actually a female side for everything, but we are missing a male side for these caps. So we are missing 4 male 11 and 12 13 male and 2 male 15.
Give me one more question. We copy all. Thank you for that list. One more question for you. Do you recall where you found what, or just give us a general idea? We did copy that you found female-only side on 1285, 1285. Do you remember how many you found of those?
Yes. Actually, I can count, or I can quickly send a picture. I just put a gray tape and put it in line, so that's actually obvious. And these spare caps were found in CTB 1.0, CTB 1285, 1285. And offsets actually were found in 1338.
We all copy. Thank you so much. Station is on 2 for Kimia. We will take the picture. Thank you so much for helping us with that. That will be the end of this activity for you today. And if you have time, we have one step of troubleshooting for your SSC, and you will find that in POC 4.4.4.10.
4.4.4.10. Thank you.
So station 2, fluid particles.
We're with you on 2, Johnny, and we are going to work these on space to ground 3.
Hey, copy. I'll catch you on 3 when it comes back. And actually, I'm going to use the bathroom, and then I'll catch up with you, be ready to rock and roll.
Sounds like a plan.
So station on Spacecon 2 for EMU checkout.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia. We heard your call. You are go for step 7. We are just about ready to finish step 2, but you are go in step 7.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for your flexibility. I'll have a go for step 7. Starting from step 7, this is station on Space Ground 2 for EMU radio check.
Hey, Kimia, go ahead.
Yes, I'm in step 69, and I just used like a comm cap and talked to you, but nobody answered me. My understanding is that this comm cap is hot mic, and you answer if you hear us, you answered me, but no joy. So, am I missing something?
Hey, Kimia, your understanding is correct. We should have heard you, but we didn't. So will try again.
Understand.
And Kimia, we are checking the configuration on the ground, and we'll get back to you.
Understand. On my side, power is from ACU and COM is the hard line, and ATUs are set to box, so I think we are good. And I'm going to, after your call, I'm going to do it again.
Thank you, Kimia. Copy.
And other than that, DCN, all indications are good.
Copy all, Kimia. Thanks.
And just for your data, additional data, if I tap my microphone, actually I can hear the tap sound from the ATU.
Okay, good. Kimia, we copy that. Station Houston on 24 Kimia. Sorry about that. There's a mistake right there. We are ready for you to give us another comm check through the comm cap.
Okay, understand. I'm going to do that. Please stand by.
Check from comm.
Hey, Kimia, you come in 1x4, meaning you are loud, but you're not clear. You're coming broken. We'll probably get back to you with some other words.
Okay, sorry about that. My microphone was not close enough. So how do we...
5x5, Kimia.
Okay, thank you. So comm check is good, so I'm going to proceed.
We concur, you're good to proceed.
Thank you. So station on space ground 2 for EMU check out.
It's on 2.
I'm on step 71, so from now I'm going to proceed to step 72, to step 76. So I'm going to check, change the mode, comm mode, and also frequencies, and do comm check several times.
We copy, Kimia, we are with you and following.
From station, comm mode prime, radio check, how do we?
Airlock station, loud and clear.
Also loud and clear, thank you. Moving on.
Airlock Houston on 24 Kimia. Stand by on the next comm check.
Understand. And my understanding is that you guys are checking for the EME data on LESCOM with LESCOM, right?
That's correct. That's what we're doing.
Okay, understand. So stand by. And whenever you're ready, I'm going to move on to stand by.
Hello, Houston, on 24 Kimia. We are go for you to proceed with the next step.
Stand by. Station, comm mode out. You. Radio check, how do we?
Airlock Houston on 24 Kimia. I get you at 3x4. Do you want to check your mic position again?
Okay, that's that. I checked the microphone again. This time, how do we?
Much better, thank you, Kimia.
Okay, understand. And I'm going to standing by for the forward EMU. And Houston, my understanding is that data check, we're going to do that for the EMU serial number 3005. Or should I change the comm mode serial number 3005 as well?
Airlock Houston on 2 for Kimia. At this point, we would like for you to go to step 72 for 3005. We do not need comms check for 3005. However, we do need to verify data. So let us know when you are into each of the different positions, and then we'll give you a go to switch to the next one.
Okay, understand. So from now, I'm going to move on to the serial number 3005 and step 72. Double checking, I might have a go for step 72, comm mode to prime.
That's correct, Kimia, you are go for step 72 on 3005.
72, I have a go. Initially, I had to do that the hard line, right?
Hello, Houston, that's negative, just comm mode to prime.
Okay, understand, so comm mode to prime, thank you. Comm mode to use prime.
Copy. Hello, Houston on 2 for Kimia. We have good data on step 72. You are go to step 73 for 3005.
Okay. So step 73, go complete frequency to low. And yeah, and then actually it's already confirmed. So I think we need to go to step 75, right? Come mode to alt.
That's correct. Thank you for correcting me, Kimia.
I understand. Thank you. So now EMU 3005 come mode is alt.
Copy.
Station 1 Spacecon 2 for EMU checkout.
Why don't you, Kimia?
Yes, I'm just double-checking. We are still on step 76, and you guys are confirming data, right?
Hey, Kimia, we are still looking for data.
Okay.
Airlock, Houston on 2 for Kimia. We have good data on both suits. We are taking care of step 77 from the ground, and we'll let you know when you are go to continue on 78.
Okay, standing by for step 78. Thank you.
Airlock, Houston on 2 for Kimia. You are go for step 78.
Okay, go for step 78. Thank you.
So station on comcheck from EMU. Mode out. Frequency high. How do you read?
Airlock, Houston on 2. We read you loud and clear.
Also loud and clear. Thank you.
And
if you want, actually, I can change the comm mode to high, another EMU as well.
Good call, Kimia. Go ahead and do that.
Okay, thank you.
Airlock Houston, on 2-4 Kimia. You are go to perform step 80 on both 3005 and 3013.
Okay, understand. I have a go for step 40 for 80 for both EMUs. Thank you.
Houston station, comm check from EMU, comm mode prime, and frequency high. How do you read?
Hello, Houston 2, good comms. And while I have you, Kimia, a change in your procedure. You need to perform step 174 before step 87.
Okay, doing 174 before 87.
Understand. So before connecting CompCap, just comm mode to off. Thank you. Makes sense.
That's a good readback, Kimia. Airlock, Houston, on 2 for Kimia. You are go to for step 82.
Go for step 42. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny.
Okay, Johnny 2, go ahead.
Hey, Johnny, you have an activity at 1835 that Choka close out. You are go to do that now if you want.
Okay, that's the work. Thanks. Houston Station 2, Choka parameter results.
Need to copy.
Good news. There are no alerts. And the TOC is 1,029 micrograms per liter. TIC is 837 micrograms per liter. TOC RSD is 5%. Copy.
We copy TOC 1029, TIC 827, and 5%.
Okay, Johnny 2. Sorry to talk to you into a handover. Just a readback. TIC is 837 micrograms per liter, and the TOC RSD is 5%.
Toby, all sorry, that was my bad readback.
Station Huntsville on space to ground 2 for Johnny and fluid particles.
John, what's your two?
Timer is complete. Your go for step 4.4.
4.4 in work. John, the amplitude is at 0%. Both glove rings are installed. We're still recording. 662 minutes left.
Copy all. Going to start the 6-minute timer.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny at your convenience.
Okay, Johnny 2. How can I help?
Hey, Johnny, just a question. We noticed that you emptied out JSP 5500 today in Cygnus, and we were wondering whether you left it deployed for future use or if you stored it somewhere.
Yes, good question. Sorry. Six common trash bags out of the JSP and put them in as our chief. And then I found a pocket with the transfer. Get the rest of the most, so to answer the entire content of the JSP, including the actual JSP itself, are within, over.
And Johnny, I'm I'm sorry. The comms were really, really ratty, and you were unreadable. I'm going to have to ask you to repeat that again. Or if you want, send us a crew note, and we'll get that in writing.
No worries. I don't mind repeating. How do you hear me now?
It sounds better. Go ahead.
So I took out 6 dry trash bags out of HB 5500, deck area's transfer bag. I found a large pocket with a transfer bag that could accommodate the remaining stuff of JSB, including the blue bag inside. So the entire contents of JSB 5500 are contained within each transfer bag.
Good coffee, Johnny. Thank you.
Welcome. Are there any changes you'd like me to make?
Negative, Johnny. Good to go.
Thanks for the support.
Station 24, Johnny. Sorry to bug you again. Could you let us know which ATU you were using? Because you were coming very ratty and we didn't see any reason why, and so we would like to track that.
Okay, never bother. I'm currently talking to you, and I was talking to you, on the starboard Note 2 ATU.
Copy, Johnny, and right now you came in loud and clear.
Nice. Go figure.
Station Huntsville, on space to ground 2 for Johnny and fluid particles. Hey, Johnny, we are ready for frequency test 3. So it will be the same, shaking the cube. And then the frequency setting is 26, amplitude knob 100%.
100%.
Johnny, now we seem to be experiencing the comm issue. You came in choppy.
Back to setting for to go for your
time. Okay, Johnny, just to double check, you said we are go to set the timer?
Negative.
Copy.
So frequency 26, 26, 1%, lids, glove rings, and begin your timer.
I'm starting timer now.
Cessation 2, talking to you on the 4. ATU.
Hey, Johnny, we copy you.
Your last.
Station 24, Johnny, we copy that you were trying to contact us. I think that we just had ready comms for now, and PC and Kronos are troubleshooting it.
You copy. We're working it.
Station Huntsville, on space to ground 2 for Johnny and fluid particles.
What's
IOTR2? Hey, the 8-minute timer is up, so you are go at 5.4. And let us know, and we'll start the next 6-minute timer. And while you're waiting, you can perform step 6.
Hey, 5.4, I'll let you know when to set the timer, and I can do 6 while you're waiting. Thanks. So station 2, step 5.4 is complete. You can begin your 6-minute timer. Step 6 is in work.
Copy, all starting timer.
And step 6 is complete.
Copy, thanks.
Station Houston on 2-4, Mike, at your convenience.
Oi, Luca. Ciao. Bello. How can I help?
Ciao, Bello. I have a question for you regarding the Aired tablet. And it's just one question. Did you notice whether it's the Aired app that's slow? Or is the tablet itself that slow? Meaning, did you open any other ops product?
Well, sorry. Be very clear, we in general do not use that tablet for anything else except the Aired app. And so this was the only thing I had going, and that is what the slow. And the only reason I mentioned it was the engineers, when we had our conferences with them, they would be interested to know, why is it slow? Is it other apps bothering it? But in this case, there was nothing else, not even Microsoft, the media player sometimes we use to watch somebody perform the exercise. This was the only thing that I think was running. And I think I may have tried to say that in my note, but if I wasn't clear, very happy to answer more questions. Grazie.
Hey, Mike, first of all, thank you for reporting it. That's exactly what we expect, and we don't have any other questions. Everything is clear. Thank you so much. Grazie.
Glad to help, and And it did not interfere with my exercise, but I know this is a mystery, a puzzle that the engineers want to solve, and I wanted to give them a small piece today. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Station on Phil, Space to Ground 2 for Johnny and Fluid Particles.
John, what do you got to?
Hey, we are ready for the next bulk container exchange. This will be container 7.
Hey, copy. So I guess I will pick up in step 2 of procedure 2.003 for container 7.
That's good readback.
John, do I have a go to turn off the recording for the camcorder?
Your go.
Go. Install Johnny 2. That procedure is complete for the exchange. Confirm I've got 007 inside and no leaks.
Copy all. We can move in to the test procedure 2.002.
Okay, I'm going to pick up in step 2.2 for the fluid particles bulk experiment, procedure 2.002. But I'm not sure if I think I need to turn off the work volume lights off, right? That delta is not in the procedure.
You read my mind. Yes, you need to turn those work volume lights off.
Hey, John, I've got the lights. I have the backlight on, work volume light off. Actually, you've got KU, so you can see it. We are recording. Confirm 611 minutes, 611 minutes left, and I am ready for step 3.3.
Excellent. And if your offer is still good, for this run, we actually want to run for 50 minutes, so it will go into pre-sleep, but we will give you a call to get us in a good config.
Not mine at all.
Excellent. And in that call, it's only going to be 2 steps. So right now, set the frequency to 26, and the amplitude will be opened all the way at 100%.
Frequency is 26, amplitude 100%, putting the glove ring assemblies back on.
Copy.
Okay, so glove rings back on. We're recording. Frequency 26, 100%, and you may begin your 50-minute timer.
All right, we'll start the timer now, and we'll give you a call. We're ready to close it out. Thank you so much.
Welcome, and my pleasure, John. Appreciate you asking and accommodating, and always thank you for the support.
Enjoy working with you.
So, Johnny, quick question before DPC.
With you on 2.
Hey, John, I see we've got about 29, 28 minutes left on this alarm, this timer, which runs into a LOS. Do you want me to continue or wait till we get comms back?
Hey, you're going to stop once that timer is up.
Just to confirm, when you say to stop, is that picking up in a particular procedure?
You can stop the recording, and then we can call you for the final steps.
Okay, copy. When this timer runs out, I will stop the recording and then stand by till we have AOS. Thanks.
Houston, this is the International Space Station, Space to Ground 2, for an ISO and storage question, please.
Hey, Mike. We are probably going, if you can get it in 50 seconds, otherwise we are going to go into a very long LOS.
I understand. So our question, and maybe on the other side give us an answer, is we think we may be out of hefty bags. The hefty bag pantry is empty, and we can't find a hefty bag warehouse. So, and we'll definitely need that for wet trash, as you may recall. So looking forward to the answer on the other side.
We copy hefty bags, and I'll go by HEB and look for something for you guys if we don't have an answer for you by the next AOS.
You are the best friend. Thank you, Luca.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Johnny and Fluid Particles.
Hey, John. Johnny, what's up to you?
Hey, Johnny. We are ready for you to close out Fluid Particles. We just need you to turn the battery pack on the cube off, turn the amplitude knob down to 0, and then perform step 6 from the test, and that's turning the experiment power outlets to off and making sure that the experiment power outlets plus or minus 12 volt on LED is off.
Great, copy. And so while we were LOS, when the went off, I did stop the recording and so execute the steps you outlined, opening up wiring assemblies, turning off and the battery powering the lights, and...
And Johnny, you cut out on that last part.
15-minute timer, when that went off, I turned off the recording, and now, as you outlined, I turned off the amplitude, turned off the battery, and have turn on both, or install both covering assemblies, and then we'll execute step six.
And that's a good config. Thanks.
Houston on 2-4.
Hey, John, step six is complete. Would you like me to install the front cover? Do you want me to break down the stuff, or is it something, since we're using it tomorrow, you want me to leave as is?
Checking. Johnny, you can just leave it in this configuration. We're good to go.
Okay, roger that. I'll downlink the video file. I'll leave the camera set up as is. Okay.
Copy all.
Station 2, the part 2 of the video recordings are being downlinked on SSC7. It was great working with you today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Copy SSC7. Thanks, Johnny.
Pleasure, John.
Station Houston on 2-4 Kimia.
Hey, Luca, this is not Kimia-san. He is in the depths of Cygnus. Can I pass on a message?
Hey, Mike. Thank you so much for picking this up. You can tell Kimia that we saw his crew note regarding his troubleshooting with the SSC. And the next step for him is going to be a battery swap. He can temp stow the old battery and then find a new one in Node 1, Deck 4, Kilo 1. There's a 1.0 CTP 5003. And you can find a new battery in the lid of that CTB. And all he has to do is let us know the serial number of the new battery.
We were hoping that was the next step. In order to find the new battery, it's Node 1 Deck 4 Kilo 1 inside of a half CTB 5003 in the lid. When we find it, we will give you the serial number. And the old one, I think you said we can temporarily stow until further notice.
It's all correct. It's a 1.0 CTB 5003, 1.0.
Certo. Okay, copy. 1.0 5003. Thank you for the help.
Thank you for picking up the call.
Houston Station up 2 with the ZBook battery serial number.
Houston 2.
Yes, thank you for your kind help, Luca. And I found the ZBook battery in the location. Its serial number is 1191, 1191.
Copy 1191.
Houston Station 2 for CBISS crew conference.
Right on 2.
Look, as you can probably see, we are not getting full KU. Maybe the satellites aren't acquiring for this pass. We'll keep troubleshooting it, but I was wondering if you could give a message to our bosses that we know our time is now and we're just having some IT issues.
Hey, Johnny, we'll let the boss know. We are also looking. We see the same thing, and we're giving a look at it.
Okay.
Station Houston on 2, no response required. The boss is aware, and we're still troubleshooting down here.
Thank you, Luca.
Station Houston on 2.
Houston 2.
Hey, guys, we don't know why we did not acquire KU on Titus 46. We're going to keep troubleshooting it. We put some actions already in place, but no joy. So we will keep troubleshooting it. In the meantime, you guys don't have to wait around. We talked to Joe. He didn't have anything critical that he wanted to pass on to the crew, and he will get something scheduled in the future.
Okay, thanks for passing the message. We copy all. We'll still hang around. We're keeping an eye on KU just in case it pops in. As a data point, we had this very similar situation happen yesterday around the same time. I haven't looked it up there to see if it's in satellite, but just a data point in case it helps GC.
Hey, John, that's a great data point. We did look at that issue, and it was a different issue, but it's good to know, and flight is all over it.
Copy. Yep, not surprised. You guys are all over it. Well, thank you for all the support, and have a great night.
Yeah, sorry about not being able to fix the issue with the TDRS and KU. Johnny, as always, it's been a pleasure working with you guys, and definitely the highlight of my week.
Press, okay. See you, bud.